Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching was recorded at our 2010 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
There still is a fight, but it's a good fight. It's not the fight wrestling with God like Jacob in the Old Testament. We're a New Testament person. We don't have to wrestle with the angel of God and have our hip out of joint and limp through life the rest of our life. That is not New Testament. In the New Testament, we aren't wrestling with God. We aren't trying to get God to do something. The fight is just you're fighting this unbelief. The Bible says, by His stripes you were healed. And so you just rest in it and say, Father, thank you. I believe that I'm healed. I know it's mine. I've got it. But then the doctor says, well, nope, you're still sick. It's gotten worse. And you're going to have to fight those thoughts of unbelief that make you go by what you feel and what the doctor says more than what the Word of God says. You're going to have to fight your unbelief. You're going to have to fight the fear. You're going to have to fight those thoughts where you saw somebody else try and believe God and they died and you say, what makes me think I'm going to get anything different? There is still a fight, but it's the fight of faith. It's the fight against unbelief. Yes. It is not fighting with God. It is not wrestling with God and making God move. And once you understand this, it really just makes it really simple. Father, you've already anticipated every need that I'll ever have. You've already done it. Nothing's going to catch you by surprise. You poured out your grace 2,000 years ago. God's not healing people today. He's not saving people today. He's not setting people free today. He did all of that 2,000 years ago through Jesus, and He released all of this power into the earth. And when you got born again, all of that power of heaven came on the inside of you. And God isn't healing you when you get sick. He's already healed you. And when you pray, you just reach in and draw out a little bit of this power that was given you before you ever got sick. And you see this physical healing take place. But the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 10, I believe it's verse 12, that Jesus is now seated at the Father's right hand. He's not working. He's not up there striving. He's not interceding. He's not doing all of these things. He's seated. His work's done. Now, He lives to make intercession for us, but all He's doing is just pointing at the blood. It's there. He's just constantly reminding. The Scripture says He's seated. It's done. It's over. He doesn't have to lift one finger to get you healed. He already placed the healing power on the inside of you, and all you got to do is just mix a little faith with it, and boom, the power of God that is already on the inside of you will come out. Here's the way that I respond to things. I sit there and I say, Father, I thank you that by your stripes I was healed. I don't have to get you to heal me. You've already placed your healing power on the inside of me. But I don't want it just in my spirit. I want it out in the physical. I need my body to respond. So I take the tools that you've given me. You not only gave me the power, but you gave me authority to exercise that power. And one of the ways, it says, whosoever shall say unto this mountain. Your words are how you release power. It says in Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. And so I'll say, Father, thank you that you've healed me, that I've already got this healing power on the inside of me. It's already done. I don't have to get you to do it. You gave it to me by grace. It's already here. The same power that raised Christ from the dead. And now I just use my words. And I come against this sickness. I come against disease. And I curse you, sickness. I curse you, devil. I curse you, cancer. I speak against you, pain. I command you to die. I command you to get out of my body. I don't talk to God and say, God, would you command the devil to get out of my body? I take my authority and just stand and enforce what I believe God has already done by grace. And I say, I kill this cancer in the name of Jesus. You know, I speak to my eyes. When I was a teenager, I had to have glasses and I couldn't read. And you know what? I just decided I was going to believe God. And I speak to my eyes. And now I'm 61. And I've had some things where my eyes, I guess it's normal for people to start having some problems. But the Bible says that Moses was 120 years old and his natural force wasn't abated, nor his eyesight dim. And what I have is better than them. So I speak to my eyes. And you know what? I can read the small print in this Bible. I can do things. And I have gotten better in the last few years. My eyes are getting better because I'm speaking to them. I'm taking this power and I'm taking this authority. And I don't ask God to heal me. God, by His stripes, I was healed. So I speak death to, any kind of sickness or disease that could come against me. And then I speak life and say, if Moses was 120 years old and his natural force wasn't abated nor his eyesight dim, then praise God, I'm going to have clear eyesight. I speak to my eyes. I'll look in a mirror and look me eye to eye and say, eyes, you're healed in the name of Jesus. Eyes, you see in Jesus' name. You read good in the name of Jesus. I know some of you think I'm weird, but I think you're weird. You're having to peer at the world through little glasses, amen. I'm not against that. You can wear glasses. God doesn't love you more if you don't wear glasses or love you less. It's just I'm going to receive what's mine, praise God. Amen. There's nothing wrong with wearing glasses. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's right.
But brothers and sisters, we have this power on the inside of us. But see, many people are afraid to engage their faith, to enter into a battle because you aren't sure God will do it for you. And rather than run the risk of God not answering your prayer, it's just easier to adjust and get along with it. But if you understand that He's already done it and that He's provided this and that every one of us can walk in absolute total health so that according to Psalms chapter 91, no plague even comes nigh our dwelling. You not only can get to where when you get sick, you get well, but you can get to a place to where sickness doesn't even come near you. If you understood that, and if you really believed that that was yours, and if you knew that God had already done it, you couldn't fail to get what you've already got, then you'd get in and fight and say, praise God, I'm not going to settle for less. But see, most people don't believe that God has done anything. There is power available, but they see it as a hard process about how to get God to move and what do I have to do to make God heal me. You got to renew your mind and recognize He's already done everything by grace. And all faith is not something that you do. It takes the work out of it. It's a rest. Faith is actually resting. Over in Hebrews chapter 4, it talks about this. You have to labor to rest. That sounds contradictory. Man, if I'm resting, well then why do I have to labor? Because it takes effort to get to a place to where you don't feel like I've got to do something to make God move. I've got to do something. I've got to do something. I've got to be in control. It's going to be the hardest thing you've ever done to rest and say, Father, I don't care what the doctor says. I don't care what the banker says. I don't care what my mind says. This is what Your Word says and I'm resting in it. I'm not moving off of it. This is what Your Word says. This is where I live. That'll be the hardest thing you'll ever do. It'll take labor to rest in God's grace. But man, this has changed my life. It totally changed everything. You know, I remember a time when our son got sick. He was only, I forgot what he was. He was born March the 23rd, and this was at Christmas time. So that was 8 months, 9 months old. And he got so sick that for 3 days he didn't move. He didn't do anything. He was running a high fever. And we didn't take his temperature to find how bad it was. But I mean, it was a high fever. He didn't eat. He didn't do anything at 8 or 9 months old. And we were fighting thoughts of, man, brain damage. That this is something that's going to kill him. I was praying and believing everything I could. And anyway, after 3 days we saw this fever break and he got better. And it was over. Then, next year, on the exact same day, he got sick again. And the same thing started happening. And man, I prayed and I believed God, and it broke, and he got over it. And that happened for like 3 years or something like this. On the exact same day, he would get sick with the exact same thing every year. I don't believe it was just physical. I believe it was a demonic attack. And anyway, I saw it coming. And I saw him beginning to get worse. And I was saying, God, I don't want to go through this again. And I was praying and saying, God, what's wrong? And he told me, he says, the problem is you're fighting trying to get him healed instead of fighting because you believe he has been healed and you are going to refuse to allow the devil to make him sick. Now, I don't know if that means anything to you, but when he told me that, it's like somebody flipped a switch in my brain. And it was like, oh God, I've been trying to get you to heal him instead of trusting that by his stripes you were healed. And so instead of asking God to heal, I just stood there and I said, no, this is ours. I refuse this sickness. And I got mad at the devil and I told him to leave my son alone. And boom, that thing was gone and it never came back. There is a difference in trying to get healed and saying, no, I am healed. And Satan is trying to steal from me what I have. Some of you still haven't got that. And you know, I can't make you understand it. But if you'd pray, the Holy Spirit could explain this to you. And I tell you, you can move into a place to where you know you've already got it. Matter of fact, until you see on the inside that you're healed, you won't get healed on the outside. Until you see yourself already healed, then you won't be healed. There's a lot of people who embrace sickness, who see sickness. They see themselves as a failure. They see themselves one way, but they're praying for something else. And the scripture says, Proverbs 23:7, as you think in your heart, that's the way you're going to be. And if you see yourself as a loser, as a failure, as sick, if you see yourself dying and yet you're praying for healing, you're going to die. As you see you things in your heart, as a man thinks in his heart, that's the way it's going to be. And the problem has been we haven't seen what God has done. We think that God could set us free, but he hasn't. What you've got to begin to recognize is that in your spirit, you are as free as you can possibly get.
Well, that's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on what we've already been given in Christ. This teaching series was recorded at our 2010 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM242 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the third teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
You know, I'd like to thank all of the partners of Andrew Womack Ministries for making this radio program available. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be able to broadcast on radio and on television. And if you aren't a partner with us, I'd like to ask you to pray about becoming a partner. We spend around $1 million a month on radio and television airtime, and we give our materials away. It's not covered in just the cost of the things that we give away. If it wasn't for partners who gave over and above what it cost to put the gospel out to you, we could not continue this ministry. So if the Lord has blessed you and you would like to see other people blessed through this ministry, I'd like to encourage you to pray about it and then call us at 719-635-1111 and become a partner today.